This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as our one for seniors, and that's seniorresourceofcolorado.com. Well, we're glad to have a new partner with us on Haystack Help, and it's M4 Roofing and Gutters, and they're located right here in Englewood, and it's great to have the owner, Kevin Trisna, with us. So, Kevin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So, roofing, Matt. Talk about a competitive field, man. Couldn't you pick something else?
It's crazy only a business, few people for in? Sure. Very competitive.
Yeah. So, quick question for you. What does hail really do to roofs? I mean, you don't think about it just pitter-pattering up there a little bit, but, I mean, how does it really damage?
Sure. What happens with the hail, normally the size of the hail needs to be about golf ball size in order to really – damaged shingles.
Okay.
And the damage occurs when the granules get knocked off the shingle and therefore accelerates the service life. So if you had a 25-year shingle, you're not going to see holes in the roof, which sometimes people who think they know a lot
right.
look for holes. There aren't going to be holes. It's just now your 25-year shingle is probably reduced to a 10-year shingle, and that's when the insurance company steps up, and that's why they replace it.
Sure. So you've been doing this a long time. So how has the materials changed over the years of what we're seeing now in roofs?
You know, the materials have changed not a whole lot. They still have the granules on top of the shingles. They have phased out organic shingles. They had those in the past. They have introduced over the last 10 years impact-resistant shingles, mm-hmm. and those can help cut people's premiums on their insurance. However, they're not impact proof.
Sure.
And some people hear impact resistant and they think, boy, it would be great not to have another roofing project in my hands. Right. So the impact resistant is something that's been new over the years, as well as some of the steel roofs as well. So there's lots of different.
Now, do you guys do commercial and residential?
Yes, sir. Okay. Both commercial and residential.
All right. And I remember the other day I asked you in your office, kind of what area do you service? And you named other states. So, I mean, you'll go kind of anywhere.
We'll go anywhere.
It's a good job.
Correct. Yeah, we do have an office also down in Colorado Springs, and we're looking to open one up in the Fort Collins area this year.
Okay.
So that way we'll have the whole Front Range covered, as well as going out of state, which is how I got to Colorado, but we're staying put in Denver for this year.
Sure. So what is really the first step as a homeowner? Let's say we have a hailstorm. You're not sure if it did your roof damage or not. What should be the first step for a homeowner? Call their agent?
I believe calling their insurance agent should be the very first step.
Okay.
There's lots of companies out there that will knock on doors. You don't know where they're from. So to get a recommendation from the insurance company, I think, is the very first step that they should do.
Right. And, it's certainly not a bad thing, and we've said this for years on our show, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it be windows or roofing, whatever, it's not a bad thing for somebody to knock on your door. Maybe a good, aggressive local company that's just trying to get, business. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's why we're here today. But you want to be very careful about just, someone coming to your door, and especially when I say very careful, don't be very careful. Just don't do this. Don't sign anything at your door.
That's correct. They have a lot of really, really good salesmen or door knockers that are friendly. And the last thing they're going to say is, hey, we're really bad at what we do and we don't follow up, but please sign with us anyways.
Right.
So we do have canvassing teams that go out. We're aggressive. We like to service the customers. However, checking with your agent, I think, and not signing anything at the doors is your best bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll just talk about how you guys work. So if you go to someone, let's say, or they call you, I mean, then do y'all just come out and get on the roof then and do an inspection?
That's correct. Yeah, we do like to inspect the roof first before they file a claim. because some companies will actually knock on anybody's door and tell you they can offer you a free roof, and that's great news. However, that might not be the truth.
Sure.
So we always like to advise our customers not to call and file a claim, which is different than calling your agent for a recommendation. And then we go out there and do a visual inspection of the roof. And then at that point, if we determine there's enough damage to file a claim, we'll assist the customer in making that happen.
Right. Again, Kevin Tresna is with us. This is M4 Roofing and Gutters. Their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. You can find them at haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And they are a great local company right here. And as Kevin just mentioned, they're looking at opening a couple other offices. So we highly recommend them. Now, when you get on the roof, and let's say, you know, half of it's damaged. I mean, how does that work with the insurance company when one half has some damage and the other half doesn't? Will they usually go ahead and replace it all?
Yeah, they'll go ahead and replace it all because normally you'll find some damage on the other slopes.
Okay.
So, and most of the insurance companies are, when there's damage like that, they're willing to look hard on the other half and work with the customers. It's just that if you get on the peripheral of the storm and there's light damage, then it's a little bit harder to have them work with you and replace the entire roof.
Sure. We work with a group insurance analyst, and we do some shows with them about homeowners policies. And I say this all the time, most people really don't know what their homeowners policy says about a roof. And there can be some ginormous shocks to the person when they figure out what their deductible is.
That's correct.
So people really need to look at their policies and understand what's covered, don't they?
Right. And many times they don't understand until we get out there and we read what the adjuster writes up. And every once in a while, they're in for a big surprise. Mm-hmm. So it does help to contact your agent, or we're very well versed in understanding the policy and can assist them in that whole process of getting a file claimed and completed.
What's usually the time frame from when someone can call you? And I realize depending on weather and a lot of different things, and, you know, you get busy. I mean, is it usually a 2 or 3 months or 60 days? I mean, what's it?
It definitely varies, and I'll give you a good example. There's times when a weather event occurs, and one insurance company can have a claims adjuster out there within 2 to 3 days, and then others can take 3 weeks.
Sure.
So right off the bat, there's a difference there just based on the insurance company. When people call within a week of a storm, they can usually have their project wrapped up within 3 to 4 months. But the longer they wait to call, then they're just further back in line. But patience is the one thing we definitely try to preach to customers. And the one good thing about the hail damage industry is, unlike a tornado that rips off sections of the roof,
sure,
the roof is still watertight for the most part.
Right.
So if they're just patient, don't get excited about getting it completed sooner by using someone they don't know. That works against them many times. So if they can just have patience, we'll get there, just like all the other local roofers.
And that's one thing we do with our Senior Resource of Colorado referral list, because a lot of times someone is very good coming at the door of a senior and making them feel panicked.
Right.
You know, hey, your roof's going to fall in because we had this hailstorm. And you don't want to do that.
Oh,
so
no.
Do not sign anything. So, like, for you to get up on the roof, when we say don't sign something, we've heard of some companies that will say, here's just a release for you to sign for us to get on the roof. But yet, actually, they have signed a contract.
Correct.
Because most of us don't read what we sign.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because that starts the distrust between the customer and the homeowner. And unfortunately, it gives the roofing industry a bad name, but that is what it is. So, again, do not sign anything and just contact the agent.
Right. Now, deductibles. There was a deal several years ago where a lot of companies were going around, hey, we'll pay your deductible and all that.
Right.
But now that's not admissible, right?
It's not admissible, and from what I understand, it never was. But I believe in 2009, there was a company that came in and really took about 100 to 200 customers for their money. And the way they got their money was by telling them they would pay their deductible. So the state got together and really tried to promote the idea that paying deductibles are illegal and the customers legally are responsible to pay their deductible anyway. So if a company tells you they're going to pay your deductible, they probably don't have a whole lot of other good traits to stand on, and that's how they get people to sign up.
You know, I was looking at something in your office here the other day, and you talked about roof certifications. Explain what that is.
Roof certifications come into play when real estate transactions occur. Sometimes the mortgage company that's going to put a lot of money down, they want to make sure that that roof is safe and secure, which is going to protect the rest of the house. So there's a roof certification where a roofer will go out, inspect the roof, determine if it can be certified anywhere from 2 years to 5 years. And from time to time, it can be certified with minor repairs. From time to time, it's hail damaged and they didn't know it. And so everybody going into that transaction really needs to know the condition. Mm-hmm. And we offer those. And we have a pretty big staff, so we're able to quickly respond. Because in that real estate transaction, time is of the essence.
Sure.
And commissions are on the line for the real estate agents, so it can be kind of a frantic time period. But we understand that business, and therefore we put that as a priority to get that type of work done, you know, ASAP.
Right. Now, when the insurance company's called in, they're usually one of your representatives out there at the home when that insurance agent comes out as well?
Yes, we like to be present when the adjuster goes out from the insurance company just because there's so much language in the industry that the homeowners don't understand. And it is somewhat comical to watch the claims adjuster explain everything to a homeowner, and you can tell the homeowner has no idea what that adjuster is talking about. But since we've been doing this for such a long time and we understand it, then we're able to reiterate what they said and take it from there.
Sure. Once again, their number is 303-797-8600, 303-797-8600. Their website is m4roofing.com, so check them out. And real quick before a break, roofing and gutters. So do most of the time you have to replace gutters when you do a roof?
You know, there's so many different scenarios, so it's hard to say most of the time.
Okay.
When you get really big hail that's wind-driven and causes a lot of damage, we ask those homeowners to go ahead and get those gutters replaced. But there's times when they're lightly dented and they don't necessarily need to be replaced.
Okay.
And in the industry, it's common for homeowners to not pay and get the gutters replaced, but then they can start using some of that money towards the deductible. And the insurance adjuster will tell them that as long as they understand they cannot get replaced twice. So if they use the money to help cover the deductible and they get damaged again, then they're not going to pay for it twice.
Well, good. Well, Kevin, this is great information. Glad to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having some more shows here in the future with you.
Great. It's my pleasure.
303-797-8600, m4roofing.com. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we're going to talk a little automotive now with our good friends from D&D Tire Service. A few stores here in the metro area, and we'll get you that information here in just a moment. But want to welcome in studio Diane Nottingham and Danielle Stewart. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Now, to talk about automobiles and with women. Wow. Okay. So, you probably know way more than I do, as I mentioned before the show. I don't want to know about it. I just want to know your address, and that way I get taken care of. So we're good. So let's talk about, Diane, I guess we'll start with you a little bit. Give us a little background of how you guys got into this industry, what made you want to get into this automotive deal. You probably ask yourself that daily. But you guys have been doing this a long time, so how to get started?
We started in 1982. And my husband, Dan, which is the other D, he had been in with Goodyear for several years before that. Okay. So we had a chance to become an independent dealer for Goodyear. We did, and we just started our 36th year in business. Wow. April 1st.
Well, that's amazing.
Yep. And we've always had more than one store, but we currently have three. And the locations on those, we have two in Aurora and one down in Parker. So we're at 1691 South Buckley Road, 3431 Chambers Road in Aurora, and 10179 Park Glen Way in Parker.
Okay. And you guys are open Monday through Friday and even on Saturdays, and a lot of automotive places aren't open on Saturday for your convenience, but our convenience. So 8 to 5 on Saturday, that's a pretty good deal too.
Yes, yes. And we're full service. Everybody, even though we're D&D Tire Service, everybody thinks we just do tires, mm-hmm. but we don't. We do full service.
Sure.
So,
and I think that's a great thing because, you know, and I mean, I'll be honest, I've bought tires at a discount tire for, but you know what? If you go there, that's all they're looking at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where, and I don't know this, so I'm going to ask you live on air. So when people bring in their car and they're getting tires, do you guys kind of do some checks at everything and just kind of visual inspection at some other things just to see if there's an issue?
Right. There's always a brake inspection done, you know, first and foremost while they've got the tires off and
right.
can get to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do, once we do the tires, we do an alignment check.
Sure.
And that's all free. But, yeah, we have a list of things that we go through and we'll nail down on, mm-hmm. you know, what looks like this or looks like that. If we see any problems, then we note it. We'll give the customer a written estimate.
Right.
And, you know, because everything's right up front. I think that's why we stayed in business for 36 years.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you look at, you know, our quick lube places, mm-hmm. tire-only places, again, that's all they're going to look at because that's all they do.
Right. Yeah.
And
we've been, you know, we've had a good shop. Like I say, we've been in business for so long, and a lot of the customers have been coming in forever and have followed us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they move, they still come to us.
Right.
And, you know, they've said, well, you know, well, gosh, we're across town right now, but, you know, we know where to come to get the service.
Absolutely.
And they've trusted us. So, and that's the biggest thing that Dan wanted to put his reputation on,
mm-hmm.
was trust and you know, taking care of the customer.
Sure,
so
sure.
So that's first and foremost.
Absolutely. And Danielle, you're actually at one of the stores. So now which store are you located?
I am at the 1691 South Buckley Road.
Okay. So now the big guy comes in with a big Ford truck and all of a sudden he walks in. Here's a lady behind the counter. Do they ever like, oh, well, this is nice, or women, I could see really liking that because they feel like, you know, you're going to explain things probably different than a guy would to them.
Correct. And it's comforting to know that a woman to a woman, they're not being taken advantage of. And we always encourage the customer to come out to the vehicle in the shop and look at the problems that we're finding.
Okay.
So we invite them to actually see it for themselves.
So this is kind of a family deal. I mean, is this something that you kind of knew you would get into, or did it kind of just end up that way?
Yeah, it just kind of ended up that way. So
good. Yeah. So talk about some of the things, you know, with just service and everything that, that you guys do quite a bit of.
Oh, I think a lot of with the service, a lot of issues that we run into with the tire pressure monitoring system, that new system on vehicles, with our cold and hot weather that fluctuates quite a bit throughout the days, that's enough to trip those sensors. So we see a lot of that and have to educate a lot on there's nothing wrong with your tires. It's just the light itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, now they're all built with these sensors and all the different things. And like you say, it can be cold, and all of a sudden you can be several pounds down in pressure.
Correct.
And and that's something you don't want to ignore. And in a few minutes, we'll go through some tips on that, too, as well as that. But as far as, you know, the oil changes, all the different things there, how do you guys compete and compare with, like I was talking about, some of the fast lube places? Because I'm sure some people feel like those are better deals.
Right.
But again, I would say, okay, maybe it is a couple of bucks cheaper. I don't know. But I would rather have somebody looking at my entire vehicle a little bit than just changing the oil and the filter.
And I think it's more of a convenience factor. Right. If I'm going to take time off of work or arrange to have somebody follow me to drop my vehicle off in the morning, I would rather know that if they do find something, it can be handled in the same day versus making a different appointment at a different location to take my car because this place only does tires or this one only does oil changes.
Sure.
We can handle everything at one location.
Great. Once again, this is D&D Tire Service, three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. It's 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker and 3431 South Chambers Road in Aurora. And 1691 South Buckley Road. Again, these are Goodyear stores, but under the brand of D&D Tire Service as well. So as far as, like, different rebates, I was looking at the website today, and, again, these change all the time, but sometimes there's some different deals. Somebody buys four tires. There's some different rebates from manufacturers, too.
Correct. So Goodyear is usually running some sort of promotion where if you buy certain tires, a full set of four of them, they'll run different specials on the rebates that you're eligible for. And we also offer the Goodyear credit card, which offers 6 months zero interest financing on any purchases of $250 or more, not necessarily tires, but all service work as well.
Good. Financing always helps a little bit.
Yes.
Because you never know.
Right.
Absolutely. Daniel Stewart's our guest, also Diane Nottingham, and again from D&D Tire Service. And talk just a little bit about your staff and, you know, the training that they go through to be up to date on the newer vehicles.
Right. So we always have ongoing trainings at our locations. Some of it's in-house and some of it's outside of that. Through some of our suppliers, our vendors, and we stay up to date on air conditioning training, any of the new TPMS training, any of the new computers or any new equipment that we get, we always have a training on that as well.
Right. And, you know, easiest thing I think to ignore in a car is tires.
Yes.
There's four under there. That's all I know, you know. But I think, I mean, none of us probably go out and just kind of do a visual inspection every day to see if our tires are up or whatever, you know.
Right.
And the only time we look at them bad is when we get a flat, you know. And a lot of times without alignments and different things, and I've even told this people, and I actually had a vehicle several years ago do this, brand new vehicle. I didn't think about maybe taking that to get that aligned because a lot of times when they put those on some of the big trucks with the straps and they'll tighten those wheels in to tie them down on that.
Yes.
And I got uneven wear, you know, and about 10,000 miles on some deals. So even if you get a brand new vehicle, I highly recommend just going and checking the alignment on it.
Absolutely. You should do that at least a couple of times a year because with our roads and the potholes and
Potholes.
Easy to knock it out of alignment,
No kidding. So talk about most of the things you can get done in a day, probably, I would assume.
Yes.
Sometimes you may have to order some parts or do different things. And you work on all makes and models,
all
pretty much?
All makes and models, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's cool, too. Once again, there's three stores, two in Aurora, one in Parker. And now you're on Facebook. And is there a website as well?
Right.
dndtireservice.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we're close with that. We'll double check that. But you're on Facebook too.
Correct.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can follow them on Facebook and everything. And we're going to work out some specials from time to time and put those on our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com as well as Haystack Help Radio on our Facebook page. And you know, one thing I think that so many people, and it aggravates me, and I'm sure it does you too, when people don't do regular maintenance.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they come in and it's an $1,800 bill.
Correct.
Where if they would have done some little things along the way, $800 each time.
Absolutely.
It would have saved them all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I think it's good that you put down on, you know, things that you recommend.
Yes. Yes.
For them to let them know, you know. And I guess you probably prioritize that, hey, this is something we need to keep an eye on, but these two things you need to fix right now.
Absolutely.
And they can come back in, you know, if they say, well, you know, I'll be getting my income tax return. I can do this. And so we always keep a copy of the estimate, too. They'll bring it back in and say, I want this done, and this done. But what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what needs to be corrected first? So we do, you know, we work with the customer a lot on that. Mm-hmm. Plus, we keep a history. Every time a car comes in, we keep a history on that car as far as what we've done to it. And if we've had a lot of people, well, I'm going to be getting rid of this car, you know, and you know, so on and so forth. And so they'll want a history printed up to see, you know, give to a potential buyer, say, this is what's been done and this is how the car's been kept.
Wow. And that'd be great to have all the records on it at one place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go back quite a ways on some of them.
Wow.
And if I can just add a little bit to that as well. So when a customer comes in for an oil change, we do what's called a fluid analysis, where it's a special paper that the fluid reacts with it. If it's dirty or if it's dark, it will show up on that paper. And that's just another preventative maintenance. You know, you need to flush your power steering or your transmission or your coolant. And we can test the strength of the coolant and let them know from there.
Right, right. Again, there's three stores to serve you, two in Aurora, one in Parker. 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker, and then 3431 South Chambers Road, and then on Buckley at 1691 South Buckley. And it's D&D Tire Service. Again, these are Goodyear stores. And you mainly carry, real quick, Goodyear,
Dunlop, and Kelly.
And Kelly Tires.
Correct,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good deal. And, I mean, those names have been around forever and ever.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, this has been fun. Well, we'll try to do this another time. But, again, thanks for coming in. And, you know, this is a great thing, too, that I think you guys, Diane, give so much back to the community. And I'll say that for you because
you
do. I mean, you guys, I see at a lot of our banquets on our Sportsman of Colorado show, and, you know, you guys are always donating things and all that and just really giving back to the community. And I think that's another reason why you're successful, you know, because, I mean, you give back and that comes back to you. But, look, we're all looking for places we can trust in every area that we do business. And if you're looking for a great place that'll take care of your automobiles, I highly recommend D&D Tire Service. So check them out. Let them know you heard about them here, either on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and I promise you they'll take good care of you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you again so much for being with us today. Glad to have in studio now our good friend Alan Stack. And Stack Optical has been a great friend of our show and personal friend for a number of years. And, when it comes to eyewear, eyeglasses, good eye test, you need a place you can trust. And Alan, we've talked about, well, first of all, let me give you a proper welcome. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Great to see you again. But, we've talked about this before. This is something where when I think of the number of years you guys have been doing this, family owned and operated, to be that successful over this many decades, quite an amazing feat in business today.
Yeah, we're coming up on our 50th anniversary. It's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was 8 when you started.
Yeah. I was 5.
Okay. What's been the biggest change? You know, if you look back the way you did business, and I shouldn't say the way you did business because you've always done good, but how has the eyewear business changed over the last 10 years even?
Well, as far as products and the technology, it's changed. The change is constant.
Mm-hmm.
But, the service and, the being able to relate with the clients and our personal relationships, that has not changed. That's right. What's kept us around for 50 years. I'm on second and third generation clients.
Yeah. When you know you're doing it right.
Right.
Yeah. had a great move. What was that, June?
It was July 1st.
July 1st,
when we opened. Uh-huh. And our new location is just incredible. It's so much larger, and you can breathe in our new location. The parking, Cherry Creek was getting so bad. It was completely different. When Dad moved in there in 1968,
mm-hmm.
that was a whole different area.
Right.
And that's changed so much. And now, of course, they're going to tear down our medical building, the one we were in, and they're going to put up condos. Of course, they need more condos in Cherry Creek.
But that new location is 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And as Alan mentioned, parking extremely, extremely convenient. It can't be 20, 30 feet to the door.
Right, exactly.
So very, very easy access for that. And, there's so many things that set Stack Optical apart, in my opinion. Of course, I've been a patient of Alan's for a number of years now, have some great glasses from him. Of course, the Stack Sport Pack, which we'll talk about here in just a minute. And but the lab, your on-site lab, talk about the advantage that gives you and the customer.
We've been making our own glasses since Dad started in the 60s. Back then, of course, in the 60s and 70s, all we had was glass. That's how I learned how to make glasses, was with real glass lenses. And but we've always had a lab. And the advantages of that is we can control the quality.
Mm-hmm.
We can control the speed. Most of our glasses go through in 2 to 3 days, not 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
And they're right. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have been sitting there when clients have come in to pick up things and, put them on. I mean, whole time I've been doing business with you and coming in and seeing you, I've never seen anybody go, oh, this didn't work or it doesn't look right or whatever. I mean, because you go through the steps. Let's talk about that, what that consultation looks like. Somebody comes to you the first time, maybe they're just getting into glasses. How do you go about with all the measurements? And then we always talk about
the first thing is to sit down and visit. We've got to find out what you do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for recreation? What do you do for work? And get an idea of, there are some different types of lenses that will help with those different things. Once we decide that, we'll help you with the frame selection. Sometimes these real popular frames aren't going to work well for you. They either don't fit on your nose,
right,
or they don't work with the prescription. We've got to be able to marry the balance there. And that's what we do. That's mm-hmm. our 50 years experience.
Now, I'm trying to find that website that does that for folks. Have you found that website that does that?
No.
So here's what happens a lot of times. I'm sure you've seen it. People try to save all the dollars they can, and you know what? Understand that. But when it comes to eyewear and fitting of the face and getting the proper, lenses in, all the different things, the frame, how it fits on the nose, ears, all that, and comfortable. You will never get that, in my opinion, online.
Well, you can't. I mean, because you're looking at those frames, you're not being able to try them on. Now, some of these companies actually send you the frames. Try them on. You try them on, and you go, well, I guess that's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't know what to look for.
Sure.
You're not looking for the best fit. Because once you get those glasses, and it's a bad fit, we can't put fit into a badly designed frame.
Right.
That was, you know, not fit for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to go through and figure out what the best bridge is for your nose. And then what will marry well with that prescription.
Right.
And then they tell you, well, you know, as far as a PD, they call, say you have to have a PD measurement. Just, you know, take a ruler and look in a mirror. Well, when we do a pupillary measurement like that, that's not done with a ruler anymore. You know, it was done that way 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually done with a pupillometer, and that actually reflects light off the center, the optical center of that pupil, which may be a little bit up, a little bit down, left or right. We're not just measuring from the dark spot, which is the pupil, to the other side.
Right. And, you know, too, one thing I want to touch on, too, is the eye testing that you do there and you have available there with your doctor, because I was talking with the dentist the other day, and he was telling me about how important, you know, frequent dental checkups are to overall health. The eye, we don't really think about it unless we get something in it or something's bad. But you've talked about on the show before where the eye exam has helped some of your past clients catch something
early,
fairly serious early.
And right. And once they catch it early, a lot of times they can cure it
mm-hmm.
or control it before it gets worse. Our doc has found many different things. You know, when you go for that eye exam every year or every 2 years, it's not just to see if your prescription has changed. It's to look at the overall health of the eye.
Right.
Look at the back of the eye, see if there's been any changes. You know, there may be glaucoma, macular degeneration. He's found MS. He has found diabetes, high blood pressure. You know, the eye is the window to the soul, so
right,
to speak.
Right.
You know, but he's found a lot of different things, of course. A lot of things he'll send out, you know, refer out.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is diagnosing it to begin with before sure. it gets worse.
Right. And that eye exam, is that still?
$69.
Still $69.
Right.
Wow.
And you see the doctor for the whole 30 or 40 minutes, depending on how long it takes.
Yeah. No, I've had three there. And right. A very thorough exam. This isn't something just...
No, you don't see a tech. You see the doctor from the beginning to the end.
Right. Alan Stack is our guest. Stack Optical is the company. StackOptical.com. Again, this new location, check it out. It's 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And if it's been a while since you've had a good, thorough eye exam, highly recommend this exam. It's $69. And you won't find that anywhere, especially for the thoroughness of this exam. The Stack Sport Pack. What a brilliant idea, and I'm thankful you thought of it, Kevin Flesh and myself, because we both love these glasses. So
yeah, it's a neat frame. It's what's neat about it is you can change the lenses depending on what activity you're into.
Right.
And the other neat thing about it is it's adjustable in the field. If you're getting really active, you can adjust it in the field
mm-hmm.
to tighten up, or if you're just driving with it, you can loosen it up a little bit, make it more comfortable. The temples are self-adjust, or you can adjust the temples as well as the bridge. The lenses, you can switch in seconds. You know, you'll get maybe the first set just for plain sunglasses. And then you decide, well, I want to get some hunting lenses. And so you order just the lenses to snap into that frame.
And Kevin loves his. Kevin spends a lot of time fishing.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he loves his for fishing. He said, boy, it just makes it so comfortable. Sun's reflecting on the water, whatever the case may be. And just
make sure you wear a cord on those.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm surprised you sell cords, man. Hey,
hey, for all I of us gave that, him a cord.
Yeah, for all it's of us that
protect
lose them.
This
yeah,
time.
That's
yeah.
good for you. And but again, this is quite simply one frame, and then Alan will make you, if you want several different tints like we're talking about. You know, I use a brown tint kind of for a drive lens that you did for me.
Right.
And then, you know.
Got a reddish one?
Yeah, reddish one I have there too. and when I want to look through rose-colored glasses.
That's right.
And then I have the orange, kind of the typical hunting tint we all
which
look
is through. A great lens.
Yeah.
One of the advantages of having that brown-orange lens is when you're looking when you're hunting and you're looking at the opposing ridge there, being able to spot the animals from the sagebrush.
Right.
You know, it actually brightens shadows for you.
And one that you gave me is it kind of clear when I'm in, and then it gets a little bit of shade of brown when I'm out. So if I go to indoor shooting range where I've got to wear eye protection,
right,
I've got my own setup there.
Yeah, I've done some custom lenses where I take a transition brown lens, and in its light state, I dye it yellow. So that when you're going indoors for shooting and so forth, you get the high contrast, but then when you go outside, it darkens for you, gets right. More of a darker brown for you.
Now, what's the best advice? Ski slopes are going to be very busy soon. You're out in the snow. I see a lot of people a lot of times not wearing anything. Sometimes they'll have on some sunglasses, but then I see that, here's where I'm going, the kids mm-hmm. not doing anything, protecting their eyes. Talk just a second about that. Sun reflection off the snow and what that can do damage to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get temporary blindness, or if you let it go long enough, you could actually burn your retinas.
Mm-hmm.
Because does really make the light, the sun really does magnify off the snow. So you've got to wear sunglasses, and they've got to be UV 400. It's gone back and forth as far as whether they should be polarized. I've been skiing with the polarized. And I'm not running into the problem. One of the problems that they talk about is the same thing that pilots talk about, is polarizing cuts the reflection off what you're looking at.
Okay.
Well, it's fine unless you're looking, you know, you're looking for ice when you're skiing. You may not see that. So you've got to be cautious of that. Well, another thing is pilots, you know, private pilots worry about ice buildup on their wings. Well, with polarized lenses, you can't see that because you don't see the reflection.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of times pilots, I'll use a green lens, which was developed back in World War II. And that type of tint was designed so they could tell the difference in clouds.
Huh.
And it works really well for private pilots as well. So I've used a lot of, they call it a G15 or a G31
right.
type lens.
Wow.
So there's different colors for every activity,
right?
And there's different reasons to use polarized or not.
In golf, I mean, you golf a lot. You talk about your golf lens,
and that's a brown lens. That's a brown polarized that I use that changes color depending on the light conditions.
Wow.
Again, it's for all about the high contrast and high definition. You don't want to wear gray lenses out golfing. You're going to lose half your balls.
Yeah.
Because the ball goes into the shadow. If you're wearing a gray lens, you're going to darken that shadow.
Okay.
And you're not going to see it.
Right.
The beauty of a brown lens is it still protects you from the sun, but it brightens up that shadow so you can still pick up that ball.
Wow. Well, congrats on the move. Glad it's all worked out great. And thanks so much for all you've done for us through the years. And we look forward to getting you some folks over there and get some healthy eye test and get some folks in there for the Stack
Sports
Pack.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you,
Scott. That's Alan Stack, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, stackoptical.com. Their number, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. $69 eye exam. Just mentioned you heard Alan here on the show, and he will get you fixed up. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered Company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have David Cishan back with us, Cishan Financial Services. You can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And they're also with the Householder Group. David, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know, I thought we'd kind of reset a little bit here. You've been on with us numerous times, and sometimes people catch us at different times. And I'm sure we get new listeners from time to time, but a lot of them had heard your story of, you know, how you got into this whole financial planning world, a little bit about your background. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this.
Well, I actually got into the financial planning and being a financial advisor literally by accident. I got hurt playing ball with the St. Louis Cardinals and unfortunately had to go to work for a living. And I was asked by a headhunter one day to go take this interview. And they wouldn't tell me who I would interview with, and they said, you have to promise to go even if we tell you. So I said, okay, and it was a company back east called, at the time, Connecticut General, life insurance company. And I said, God, no, I'm not going to do that. But I went, end up doing some business and getting in the business because of the financial planning aspect there, and really liked it, and it progressed over the years to the point where we have our own financial planning organization and through the Householder Group. And we've been doing it now for, I don't know, a long time. So we provide full financial planning to folks. I do a lot of educational. I do a lot of teaching. We do quite a number of seminars. And one of the compliments that we consistently get is when we do our seminars is that they're educational.
Right.
You know, we're there to raise problems that people have and to kind of show them how they can solve them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you evidently know other people in this industry. You hear different names, other firms, all that. What do you think, and you kind of probably just touched on it, what sets you apart, but what do you feel like, you know, when clients sit down with you, they're going to get from you that, you know, in one way or another, they're not going to get anywhere else.
Right. Well, I think education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. What is it? Who they are? What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Right.
So it's understanding about the clients. It's understanding what their feelings are, not only about their dollars and cents that they have put together, but about their family members, about their estate plan, about their protection, what kind of protection that they need, not just on their assets, but, you know, we're in a very litigious society. There's thousands of lawsuits every minute for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And our country allows it, one of the few. So we have to contend with that. And then there's retirement income. Not what you spend your money on, but how do you protect your income? How do you have it established so that no matter what happens in the real world, your monies are safe. You're okay. You don't have to worry. And then investments. We look at different types of investments, not to change what they have, because a lot of people come in and they're pretty good shape. They don't own terrible things.
they just need to have it massaged a little bit, perhaps, to stop the leaks and protect those monies from bad things like in 2008 and 2002.
Sure. Do you get some people sometimes, though, that, you know, they bring you what they've got and you start showing them what they have and they're like, didn't know I had that. or not as familiar with it as they should be?
Yeah. One of the things I do, especially when it comes to insurance that people have, is I always ask them, what is this for? And tell me in a couple of sentences what it does for you. And people draw a blank, especially when it comes to things like on the investment side. They might have an annuity, okay, which is nothing wrong with an annuity. But I'll ask them, well, what type do you have? I don't know. What's it do? Not sure. How's it working for you? I don't know. That's the majority. And again, inherently, there may nothing be what their choice was. It may be a fine choice, but they just don't know. They've forgotten about it. That's why it's important when people do things to be constantly reminded. We meet with clients quarterly or more often if they want. We don't charge for it. But it's to rediscuss those aspects, those five areas, to make sure that we're on the same page and nothing's changed.
Right. So complimentary consultation.
Yep.
And so what does that first one kind of look like? How long should someone plan to spend with you there for that first one?
Well, our first complimentary consultation is roughly about an hour and a half, typically no longer than an hour and a half. And we take them through a questionnaire that I ask a bunch of questions on, and it covers estate planning. You guys die, where's your money go? Where your assets go if you haven't used them all up?
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at protection planning, and we go through a series of sections on protection planning, and not just insurance, but other aspects. For example, it might be insurance to cover lawsuits, accidents, so forth. So we go through protection planning, and then we go through income planning. What do we need monies for? Do we realize that if we need $5,000 a month currently for retirement, with inflation of 3%, 20 years down the road, we're going to need $16,000 or $12,000? Did you take that into consideration? Most people don't. So it's income planning. How do we protect that income? What can we do to counter inflation and taxation as best we can currently? And then we'll go into tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, tax planning is an important factor because we have to pay our fair taxes by law. We got a great country and it costs money to run it.
Sure.
But as I tell clients, you are in the position to pay the amount of taxes you want. And the reason I say that is because the income tax laws are so complicated now. We've got over 90,000 in Internal Revenue Code that allow us to do certain things. The problem with that is most people don't know what those things are. Most accountants or tax preparers don't educate the clients well enough, and it's because they're busy, they're tied up, they're trying to get the tax return done. It's after last year. They just want to be done and get the refund for the client. But there are many things that people can do. Education is a great equalizer. Once they see those tools, they can decide if they should use them or not. And then, of course, investments. So the investments is the fifth thing that we'll talk about in that meeting. And I look at what they have and then ask them a bunch of questions on there. And I will then take those and analyze those five areas that we have discussed. So that takes about an hour and a half, that first session. And there's no charge for that. I've learned over the years that this is a good way to learn if clients are really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And also for them to see how thorough I'm going to be. And then once we get through that meeting, I'll suggest that we have a second meeting, and I'll review with them what you told me in writing, and so that there's never any confusion. And we'll sit down in that second meeting, let's just say, and we'll review what our findings are.
Right.
And again, it's just basically to determine, to make sure I am on the same page that they are on, and I'm understanding what they're telling me.
So would you say, and we talked about this on a previous show, about getting a second opinion on what you have going, matter if it's a brand new client that's coming to you to look at things, or getting that second opinion, those first appointments, kind of the same?
I do the same thing, and the reason I do the same thing is because it's worked out extremely well over the years.
Right.
And it doesn't, it prevents me from missing things. For example, a client will come in to one of these meetings, and maybe we've asked them to bring in certain information. And they won't bring in a statement. They'll just have it written down that I have X number of dollars here. Well, I can't use that in my analysis because I can't read what that really is. I need something that verifies. And now we're not criticizing the client. They may be right to the penny. But unless I can see it, I won't use it. And we have to understand that. So sometimes clients say, well, you know, we don't want to give all that information on this first meeting. So I'll say, oh, okay, that's fine. So you just want to kick the tires. And they'll say, yes. So then we'll have a general discussion that hopefully leads
sure.
to this meeting back again. And that's okay. You know, there's not a problem with me with that.
Right.
So again, this kind of approach is systematic. I do it all the time. And I don't deviate. And if someone won't give me the information or is fearful or concerned, which can happen, then I thank them, give them their stuff, and pat them on the back.
Right. You know, we've talked about it a few times, but want to bring it up here in our last couple of minutes. And that's, you know, it's never too late to get started. It's always been better, would have been better if, you know, we would all started earlier saving money. But what do you say to those people out there that say, you know what, I hear you guys all the time talking about this, but, you know, I don't have $1 million to put up somewhere, and, you know, I don't even know where to begin to start saving money. Any little just tips right there? You talk to people like that. They're, you know, 55 plus, and just they don't know what they're going to do.
That's why I say education is a great equalizer. And I just suggest to them that they come in and sit down and talk about it. We don't have to go through a regular full session, but come in and talk about it because, again, there's a variety of – it's just not the money. You know, there's a variety of risks. There's the investment risk, but there are other things that they have to be aware of. That longevity risk and outliving money is critical. They may have $1 million, but if it isn't producing income, what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
They may have $2 million in real estate in a piece of land somewhere, but if it isn't producing income that they can use, what good is it? It's only going to go to somebody as a gift or an inheritance.
Sure.
All right. Now, maybe they can sell it in time if the market goes up and everything is okay, and that's good, but they don't yet. They haven't.
Right.
So, again, education is the equalizer, and we take the time to educate them.
Well, great. Well, this has been great information for our listeners, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Scott.
Call 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917 for that free consultation, and David will be glad to help you out. Their website is cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. I want to thank you today for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great day, and again, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560. We'll